Sober Sallies are old friends with new dispositions who realized being human is way less painful and a hell of a lot easier when you're not fucked up.
I'm Alex, a 6-year alcohol-free sobriety enthusiast.
And I'm Bridget, a lady who is on a journey to reclaim her sobriety.
We're your best sober friends, two artist-actress gals from west of the Mississippi living in the biggest apple of them all. We know how hard it is to go it alone when you're raw dog in life sans hangover. The Sober Sallies is a space where we give advice based on what's worked, what is working, and what sure as hell didn't work.
Once a week, we're your accountability buddies, confidants, and support group. From time to time, we'll feature artists and friends sharing their own experiences in the shit show that is getting your shit together. Come hang out in our sober clubhouse where anything goes and everyone is accepted.
And I are here with some exciting news. We're now sponsored by Immoral, and that means one thing, that we're on mushrooms, because Immoral is a line of sparkling mushroom-based teas that brings the health benefits of functional mushrooms to the masses. Their teas elevate your mind and body in a way that's delicious, tingly, and a little bit evil. My personal favorite is Wake the F Up. It's a sparkling mushroom tea with cordyceps, blood orange, and cinnamon. It's based on the founder Haley's favorite mezcal drink in Mexico, and it's absolutely fucking delicious. And Haley and Charlotte are two women founders that created this beverage that is just simply delicious and, you know, helps you through your day. All of them are delicious. All of them, you know, work throughout the day and are highly recommended by us.
You can use the code SOBERSALLYSLOVESSHROOMS for 15% off all the products on their website. That's code SOBERSALLYSLUVSHROOMS for 15% off Immoral Beverages products.
Whoa!
Did it.
Oh my gosh, against all odds.
You guys, it's been a day.
We've been together for like, a week now.
Yeah.
Bridget's been back in town. It's so nice.
We're roomies.
We are. She's living in the living room. Jazzy's sleeping on her feet. And right now we're sitting basically touching tips, touching nose tips, touching Curious Elixir number 4 tips. Because we couldn't figure out how to get our new fancy microphones to work. So we are literally huddled on the floor, just ratty as fuck, talking into each other's mouths.
Yep.
Making it happen.
We're doing our best, guys.
Yeah, it's hard to like do something creative. And I mean, y'all know you're listening. Stay sober and stay in touch with your friends and also like be a part of life or the world or whatever. It's not, I don't know, it sounds like we're making an excuse or something. I think we're just, you know.
We haven't been here for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And that's just life. And we missed you.
Missed you a lot.
We've been doing a lot. And today we're just going to talk about traveling sober.
Yeah, that's the summer vibe.
That's what we've been doing. That's what we've been seeing people do online. And yeah, we just want to give you some travel tips, some stories of this summer we're excited to share. And
Bridget's
yeah.
been all over. I've been,
yeah, it's been all over
stateside. Mm-hmm. Oh no, I went over the pond as well. So yeah, well, I am 100 years old.
Don't we sound excited to be?
Oh, let's do it.
So, Alex, rose thorn.
Oh, it's so good to be back. Okay, my thorn is that you're leaving tomorrow. It's just been so good to have you here, but I'm like, really, I'm so proud of you and happy. And this has been great. And my rose is that you're here and basically sending me off because you leave tomorrow. And then a little later, I leave to go to a very special place. It's a spot in Michigan that I've been lucky enough to go to every time I celebrate my soberversary, and I'm gonna celebrate in a week, and it feels really good to be going back there on the heels of seeing you for a good long chunk. It's really
would
good.
You like to tell everyone what birthday you're at?
Okay, Mom, I am turning 7 sober years old.
Yeah! Yeah!
crazy. I'll talk a little more about it, but yeah, very emotional about it in all the ways. What about you?
My thorn is I'm leaving.
Wah, wah.
I don't know, man. I hope you guys are so lucky that you get to have a best friend like Alex.
Oh.
Because she is my sister. She is the mother I never had. She is. No, but truly, like, it's just like, I don't know. She's the other half of me. You are the other half of me. And I don't know. There's no struggles in this friendship. It just fucking is. And we roll with the punches. And I'm regretting you not moving to Austin with me.
There it is.
But kids, we still got time because she can get a house down there.
Oh God, I know. I'm in house getting.
Yes, she's feeling it. Rose.
So many thorns.
Is that my baby's coming to America? Ooh, and yeah, he's gonna be here in 6 days. Mm. And that's going to help because, like, also a thorn is I'm going back to Wisconsin, which is very beautiful and very nice. But my family is a clusterfuckery of a mess. And I'm really happy that my very German boyfriend will be able to be a bit of a buffer for me.
Yeah.
And then we will start our month and a half long road trip, basically, to Austin. I just, sorry, my Haribo sour kicks are making a bit of a crunch noise.
Oh, sorry, guys.
But this should be sponsored by Haribo Sour Sneakers because they're fucking delicious.
Incredible. If you guys haven't tried them, they flew a bit under the radar, I think, because they look like shoes.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
They kick ya with a zing. Let's just say right now, Haribo. Thank you, Haribo, for sponsoring Sober Sally's. The Sour Kicks are 10% off at your local bodega if you say Sober Sally's.
Curb stop my tongue.
What the fuck? Breaking news.
So, since we've been in Europe this summer, yeah, we decided to do a little, yeah.
We,
see, yeah.
Yeah, ja,
ja,
da,
cool. Hi-de-ho.
Yes.
We decided to make our news section Europe focused. So, I know that a lot of people are probably going to travel this summer as well, if you have not yet, or if you're going to in the future. So I just wanted to shout out, in Paris, they have the Le Pion qui Boit.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Drinking Peacock, which is the first brick-and-mortar boutique selling non-alcoholic drinks to open in France. And it's awesome. It's opened by a 35-year-old person.
In our age range.
We love them.
And we love him.
Calling all 35-year-olds.
Yeah. And the very cool thing is it opened in April 2022. And there are 460 different options. So they have alcohol-free wine, beer, all the goodies. And I just love that. It's in the northern 19th arrondissement. Which is cool. I have no idea how to speak French. I've been speaking German all summer. Mm. And I think those are different. But what's cool is, like, yeah, you're in Paris. It's a party city, all those things. But you can go get your little tasty treats that support your habit of not drinking. So I highly recommend you check out the Drinking Peacock. Le Pain qui
Boit.
Hopefully some people from France will listen to this podcast and correct us.
Oh my gosh, please. We would love you to correct us.
Or please rate and review us, anyone that listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
We need you. All right. And Alex has a little other news from Europe.
From Ireland. Really excited to give this bit of news. Ireland leads the way as the first country in the EU to introduce comprehensive health labeling of alcohol products. Basically, a couple months ago, the EU got some studies came out that said, oh boy, Bridget was highlighting this for me. Light to moderate drinking levels were responsible for almost 23,000 new cancer cases in 2017, half of which were female breast cancers. That's fucking scary. So they're trying to tackle awareness after getting information like that. What a concept. You get some bad news and facts and they're putting it out there. So they're going to put the risks and warning labels on
on their alcohol products, which is something, you know, we do to a small extent here in the States, but nothing like that, not like cigarettes.
Yeah. So they're going to put all this labeling on alcohol, and it'll be on every alcohol product starting in 2026, which is really exciting. And I think that's also something that, especially for women to think about, that, you know, this huge percent of women are getting breast cancer, and it may be related to moderate alcohol consumption, yeah. But they're also saying it could be even low levels of alcohol consumption could cause that. And yeah, we have to think about that. And I didn't know that alcohol was related to breast cancer. And I think that's something to be considered. And also, please test yourself, feel around for lumps, go to your doctor, get your checkups.
Feel those beautiful boobies if you got them.
One of the best parts about sobriety is remembering to go to the doctor.
And not lying to your doctor about how many drinks you drank.
Yeah, it's very cool. So, not to shoot our own horns, but we've been to Europe.
Yeah, we sure have. I feel like more of a hick after having gone to Europe and coming back now. I feel like I know less. Like, it opened up more of the world to me, and I somehow know less.
Why don't you tell them about your trip?
Oh, thanks, babe. Okay, I went on a yoga retreat again. I kind of like structured trips for the type of person I am. I realized it's nice for me. I go alone. I like to kind of, it's been something I've treated myself to the last couple of years. And this one, I went to Pantelleria. Off of Sicily, you fly into Palermo where, oh my God, I forgot to tell you guys, we have a special guest in the studio. Jen Coolidge is here.
Jen Coolidge!
She's here.
Oh yeah, I love Pantelleria. Oh my God. It's like a Pantera bread. I mean, Panera.
I love Panera bread. What's your favorite sandwich at Panera, Jen?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't even get the sandwich. Right. I'd say that my favorite thing is I love the cream of chicken, just a creamy chicken soup in a sourdough bread bowl.
Ah. Oh, God.
But only if the gays are coming to kill me.
Right. And they will kill you. Thank you so much for stopping by, Jen.
I didn't know who you were talking about. I thought there was someone named Jen. I was like,
Bridget's looking behind her in my living room.
We go to high school together.
She did that impression for me and it delighted me the other night. So anyway, had a White Lotus moment when I went to Palermo by myself. Was searching for non-alc drinks the whole time and was pretty disappointed. Honestly, Italy was not as non-alc friendly as Spain was the year before. But it was still like the retreat I went on, had like, you could buy a little bit of alcohol at dinner if you wanted, but most people weren't drinking. So that was kind of, and there was a lot of stuff planned for us. So it was like, I was always busy. And when I wasn't busy, there was like literally nothing to do except stare out at volcanic rock and literally see Africa. You can see Africa from Pantelleria.
I can see Africa
from my house. Oh, does anybody remember Sarah Palin?
I hope not.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Selective memory.
Yeah. That was crazy. And she ran with Dick Cheney. Is he still alive?
I don't know. I don't care to know.
Yeah. He's fucking powered by evil.
Yep.
So didn't think about anything American while I went to Italy. It was awesome and like really, really relaxing. And then I went to Rome at the end to like see Rome because I never had, and it was way too intense for me. I'll definitely like either front load a relaxing trip with something like that or just never go to busy places again because it's crazy. I want to be the kind of person, and I always did. I wanted to be like the kind of person that could handle like lights and sound and like rah, 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 and crazy. And it just like stresses me out.
She lives in New York City.
I know. And I shouldn't. How was your trip?
Well, it was fantastic. All is well with the German boyfriend. We, immediately when I went there, I got to take the train down to Halbert Heiligenstadt to go to our buddy's country fest. They have a full reconstructed Western town.
So random.
On a ranch behind a hotel in Germany. And it is very fun. And all these Germans from all over the country come. and we do square dancing. They all know how to square dance perfectly. It's really, it's like an acid trip.
So
it's
weird.
So weird. Like you
gets
get there,
on a plane yeah. just to basically be back.
I don't know,
West.
Go to like, yeah, like Colorado or something. Yeah. It's very funny, but they're super passionate about cowboys and being and like honoring Native American culture. So I don't know. I don't know. Right. It's very weird and funny. And the great thing was, is that at the bar, there was non-alcoholic beer and
yes.
Real whiskey for my boyfriend. So it was perfect. The kids were lassoing. We had fires. There's horses. It's so much fun. It's like probably like 150, 200 people. It was wild.
I cannot believe you guys. She stayed sober the whole time.
I stayed sober the whole time.
That's so
Six
crazy.
6 weeks. So.
Starting with that fucking thing.
Yeah.
That fucking West Fest she just described.
The cool thing is, though, our friend's wife is 3 years sober and also a sober Sally. And wow. If you want to support my friends, please check out Spitzstock, which is an incredible handmade jewelry and accessories company, husband and wife team. Everything's handmade.
Love it.
The husband fixed my tattoo. So I love them, and you should check out Spitzstock. But other than that, mainly just stayed in Hamburg with my boyfriend and my friend Yuli, and we just had a great time. Just like, I don't know. Honestly, I just like got in the swing of things there and really like fell in love with the city and really felt like I was living there this time and potentially we'll move there one day, but we'll see. Hmm. And then we went to Hungary. But the cool thing about Germany is that it's illegal for bars to not serve alcohol-free beer. So like the best thing is like the Hefeweizen draft. It's like on draft, and it's like so nice to have a draft beer
that right
that's
now.
Alcohol free, and it's like the size of your torso, and it's so fucking good. And yeah,
so
my
cool.
Gluten allergy was displeased, but it was great. I drank alcohol free beer all the time. Like when you go to the bodega or what they call it kiosk, like is basically an alcohol free beer for every regular beer.
Wow.
So it's like. Awesome. There's so much access to it because it's very normal for people that drink to drink alcohol free there.
They just love beer
and it's cool. And the flavor is really important to them. So I loved it. And then we went to Hungary where we're in a village of like 800 people, like on the Slovakian border, like bumfuck Hungary.
Jeez.
It's very beautiful if you get the chance to go. But it's very, very nice. And but the cool thing was when I went to the grocery store there, every beer there was an alcohol free version of it.
Dude,
so
even in the country,
even like Radler, which is like it's like a like almost like a Sprite beer.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really
like a shandy.
Yeah, it's like a shandy. And drink a lot of that. But yeah, it was great. And
I'm gonna name my baby Shandy.
You should.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was amazing. I really fell in love with, you know, I love being in Germany. I like it there. They get a lot of things right and they get a lot of things wrong, but a lot less things wrong than my country.
Ain't that it?
In the past 80 years.
Yeah, better preface
okay.
that.
In the past like 40, 50 years.
Post-World War II is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'll just say it.
Yep. This podcast is
anti-Nazi.
Anti-Nazi.
Super anti-Nazi.
Not down to clown.
And very pro-Jewish.
Yes. And all the other people that were persecuted by the Nazis. Oh, we love
which is
you.
Basically everybody.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that was that.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure lots of people have like questions about how you stayed sober out there. I do.
Okay. Fire away.
I mean, did you ever get like nervous? There have been times when I've been abroad and like, I've been sort of like overwhelmed or earlier on when I was traveling and not drinking, like I just had like a moment where I got super flushed and hot. Like I realized I had I don't know. It was a really weird like psychosomatic response to not wanting to drink, but kind of realizing I totally could and could get away with it. And not, I didn't, but it was just like a weird rush of emotions.
Yeah. Not this trip. German boyfriend,
beep.
Was very,
He was very protective of my sobriety, bossing people. Don't let her touch that.
Ba-da-da-da-da. I love that.
He's like, no, 9.
That's so great.
Yeah. And our friends, like, you know, we're all getting older. It's not like it's a big deal if you don't drink. For that particular group, it's not a big deal. Like,
yeah.
If people.
Yeah, that's so lucky.
The only person that pressured me was his brother who lives in Vienna. And he wasn't even really pressured. He's just like, Bridget, 1. And I'm like, no, I'm chilling. And Chris is like, no, she's Sober Sally.
Yes.
But
recognized,
yeah.
Even by the
church. I will say that having this podcast really helped me not drink, because I was like, I got accountability buddies.
Yeah, all over.
All over. But no, honestly, there wasn't really a pressure this year. And also, like, I don't know. My mental health was really bad at one point. Like, Alex dealt with
She just called me. Yeah.
I lost my mind, and like I ran out of my Lexapro, and like I had a bit of a menti B, but pretty serious one, pretty scary for me. If I had been drinking, I don't know how that would have.
I do not think you would have
shaken out. I don't think I would have. Might not have come back in one piece. So.
You were stressed out, but you were so self-aware, mm-hmm. which is like the difference to me of people who are like better or getting better versus people who are just like fucking freaking out and spiraling, you know?
Thanks, baby.
Yeah, you had it.
Yeah.
I would have been worried if you didn't call, but I was like, oh, she's talking it through.
Yeah. My therapist just disappeared on me while
yeah,
I was
there. Yeah, what the fuck?
And I ran out of MAME. Like everything...
tested.
That could have gone wrong, went wrong, but like drinking wasn't even an option because I was so bad. It was so bad that I was like, drinking wouldn't help this.
What a wow.
So that's sad for alcohol, because that used to be a one-stop shop of happiness.
Yeah.
And like in Hungary, honestly, it was a little harder just because like it's just family and they're making their own alcohol and they want to share it with you and you don't want to insult them.
Yeah, that would be so hard.
So
for me.
But they're very understanding too. So it was okay. It was fine. And like, I found resources before I went of like meetings and stuff. Like I didn't go, but I figured out places where I could go if I had needed to.
Yeah.
I honestly just didn't know how accessible it would be to not drink. So it made it.
Yeah.
It was so like it was like the country was completely, I had the best, I don't even like gin and tonics. Really good gin and tonic that was alcohol free.
Can we do a deal with the Board of Tourism in Germany mm-hmm. and Sober Sally's to pay sort of like Birthright in Israel
yes.
for sober people to go visit and patronize German bars
yes.
and buy all their non-alcoholic stuff?
Yeah.
I think I just figured out something huge.
Oh yeah.
Oh, she's going to crack her neck.
Yeah, vielen Dank.
Because that's just like a great place if Sober Sally's are considering making a big trip and they're nervous.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm sure Bridget would map out a great trip for you.
I could do that.
Yeah.
If maybe that'll be a thing on Patreon.
Oh,
I can start
that's
giving
fucking
you
cool.
trip itineraries for sober people.
She's doing one for me for Thailand.
Yeah. doing that sober would be funny.
Sam and I'm going to make Sam be a lady boy.
Yeah. He'd be great. He has very soft skin.
He does, and nice features.
Beautiful breasts.
Well, he drinks. I better make him watch out for. I better give him a
Chris
best exam.
My boyfriend has a fucking rack on him. I'll say it.
I
love it. He just loves his breasts.
But yeah, I think what we're kind of figuring out is that like set and setting matter, and access to like tools, like coping tools, like non-alc beverages matter and like help. So you can even do something like a huge Euro trip and go to a place and know that you're going to have options.
And I mean, like, you've heard us talk about two big places, Germany and Spain.
Yeah.
That are very supportive of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It
so
sounds
fun.
Like France is starting to be supportive of it. And like I just mentioned, set yourself up for success. There is a meeting everywhere. Mm-hmm. There are people in your community everywhere. And like, I mean, there's plenty of options. Please don't be afraid of the world or getting out of your comfort zone because of your sobriety. Like,
yeah.
You're not alone in being sober on the road.
That's right. And I mean, how, like, it's the point of you kind of outed yourself or told people you were sober, and then you found out that people in the family were sober. Mm-hmm. If you had just kept it to yourself, maybe that never would have come up.
Yeah, exactly. Like our friends, it's great. Yeah. So, Alex.
Yeah.
Did you get frustrated at all with the lack of options for you in Italy? Was it like something you were conscious of?
Yes, just because I always am. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm also not surprised. And there were like a few mocktails on some menus, and they were really sweet and kind of like they are like the mocktails of lore in the in the cities of the United States now, because we're like developing all these cool sophisticated ones. We're even calling them cocktails, just no alcohol cocktails, which is kind of cooler to me. So what was that? I don't know if I was frustrated. It's just kind of like I get that feeling. I was also staying in like basically the West Village of Italy.
Rome, right?
Yeah, in this neighborhood, Trastevere, over the river or some shit. Trastevere. Anyway, it's very hip. Everyone's very young. Everything stays open late. And it was fun to stay there, but I'm like not doing anything. I bought some like fake weed at like a fake weed store and smoked it. And this kid came up to me and was like, "What? What?" And I was like, "It's not real." And he was like, "Oh."
Ah, what?
I was like, "Party." But there's one called Crodino that's like a non-alc aperitif. So I got that where I could. And actually bought a bottle of 00 Tanqueray that you can find in Europe now.
Yeah, it's like so, at every bar.
It's so fucking good. It's not in the United States yet. It's really like, it feels like gin, like it's got a mouthfeel and all this shit. And I had a really fun conversation with the guy who owned the liquor store that I bought it from. Really nice guy from India, he said, and he thought it was so funny that I was buying this thing. He didn't really get it, but by the time we were done talking, he had like given me some free candy, and he was like, he thought it was the best. He was like, "Oh yeah, sometimes I don't feel like drinking either." And I was like, "Dude, this is great." Yeah, and you know, also, I have so much I want to do and see now when I travel. Like, I just don't. I have too many walking tours to do. There is no time to get drunk. I have too many ghost stories to remember. And I love like waking up early and seeing the whole morning part of cities. And I like, you know, it's not like I go to bed super early. Cause I get kind of wired from the energy of the city now, you know, or not the like relaxing I was able to do and not have alcohol in my system or weed in my system. Cause I took a little break from that too while I was there. So yeah, it was awesome. I definitely felt like more like an adult woman, kind of just doing what I want. It was nice. It was, I don't know. It feels kind of dreamy.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys a little bit about how to go out in Germany.
Great.
Or wherever. But first of all, learn the word that means alcohol free. In German, it's alcohol frei.
Frei.
Bitte, please. You'll see the zero zeros, but when you're at a bar, you'll literally just say alcohol frei bitte, like Bier bitte, and like you're going to be able to have that on the menu.
Alcohol frei Bier bitte.
Yes, and then you can do that. Also, like going out in Berlin, I was in Berlin this summer too, or, you know, like Alex was just saying, in terms of like walking towards or doing something just like,
yeah,
actually like something that excites you, like go see, I went to go see a play or go see a comedy show. Like there's, even if it's not in your language,
yeah,
like,
movie.
Walk around and see if there's posters for like music happening or whatever. Like, don't limit yourself or think like, oh, well, it's 9 PM. I should stay home so I don't go to a bar. Like, yeah. If you're comfortable drinking alcohol free drinks, go to a bar.
Yeah, for sure.
And
go,
if you're, yeah,
yeah,
if
go
you're,
a little earlier.
Yeah, if you're not comfortable, if you're like me and you just want cigarettes, go everywhere they smoke. And that can be a good feeling too.
Yeah,
or like
yeah,
whatever
yeah, yeah.
It is, like, it's a lot safer compared to New York City in Europe. So, like, you can go to a park at night and hang out with friends.
That's what I was thinking. Like, finding the city squares, the busy city squares of wherever, and just sitting there and even drinking a coffee is so fun. Like, there's just so much to watch and take in.
And like I always say, hostels. If you're traveling alone and you want to meet people, but you don't want to, like, do it, you know, there can be party hostels.
I was going to say, aren't a lot of hostels, like, big on drinking?
It depends. You can specifically look for ones that aren't party ones.
Okay.
But also, like, it depends where you're at, right? Like, if you want to meet people and you feel secure enough in your sobriety that, like, you know, drinking is a turnoff, or people fucked up is a turnoff, then you can stay at the hostel. But also, like, even if you're not staying at one, you can always go there and get the alcohol-free beer there if you want to meet people your age that speak your language or from other countries. You can do that. Like, there's a lot of options. I met a sober girl in the Philippines that would hang out at our hostel to meet people, even though she didn't drink. And she had her own place. Like, you can, it's just one way to use it, at least for networking. If you want to meet, if you're feeling like you're in a place where you're not able to communicate with people and you're longing for connection, I would recommend hanging around something like that. Go to, like, whatever you're interested in America, that, or wherever you fucking live, that whatever you're interested in, where you're at, go do it there.
Yeah.
Go work out at a yoga class. Go.
Yeah, that's good.
Read and, a museum or whatever it is.
I think that's also something you're good at, Bridge. Like, you don't, when you travel, you don't necessarily, I'm not like this. Like, you're not like, I have to check off these, like, five huge touristy things I need to do. Like, you really just, like, live, like, I want to see what it's like if I lived here. Like, don't worry about going to see the fucking Statue of Liberty. Just, like, spend a day at the library that's local and, like, go get a deli sandwich and sit in the park. Like, it's a little more low pressure that way, and you don't have to, like, go so fucking hard.
Yeah. I personally, when I travel, never really build a lot into it. Like, when I lived in Asia, I would just get a hostel for two nights, ask people what they like doing, and then go do that, and then hop to the next place or whatever. But I'm a very different traveler than some people where I know that would stress some people out a lot. Like, you can fucking plan a trip and have a great time. For me, I just don't like having any kind of constraint. And like Alex is saying, like, I want to know what it feels like to, like, I don't want to go on a week long vacation. I do not want to go on an 8-day, 12-day vacation. That's not ideal to me. I want to live there and I want to feel it and I want to stumble upon that museum that everyone's talking about on my own as I'm wandering, you know? And that can be romantic, but then there's also days where, like, I also need to shut down. And when I have that much time traveling, you have to build in time to rest because you cannot take everything in. You cannot take everything in. It will not process in your brain. You will not have fun. And, like, I remember so clearly sitting on a beach in Vietnam with this girl and I was having a drink with her. It was like one of the most beautiful beaches ever. But I was like, I'm so fucking bored. Like, you got to switch it up. But also, like, it was just like, oh my God, I need, like, a something else to do. And that was, like, connecting back with my routine of, like, oh, I need to write. I need to, like, journal today. I need to do something instead of just being like seeing, consuming, blah, 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 blah. Like, you have to use your brain and also you have to shut down, go sit in a dark room and listen to your own music, watch your own shows in your language, because I also know how overwhelming it can be. Like, I was, I just experienced being in, especially in my experience of, like, my partner's first language is not English and neither is their family. So it can get overwhelming when no one's speaking to me and I don't know what's going on, you know, like, you have to be able to find the spaces to reconnect with yourself. But
yeah. And I think that's a huge part of being a sober person in the world and kind of in recovery is, like, I need a lot of, like, charging time. I need a lot of, like, and I built that into even in Rome, and I walked like 15 fucking miles a day. My phone screen shattered.
Tell them about that.
Oh, so stressful. I literally finished the yoga retreat. I took an overnight train from Palermo up 12 hours up to Rome. It was really cool. And then I got off the train and I'm saying goodbye to my friends that I made, and I dropped my phone and the screen just totally shattered. And I have like 4 days in Rome, and I don't need, like, you need your fucking phone. Like, I don't know what you do without your phone. And there was the European, like, world bike tour that day. So all the roads were shut down, and I had to like walk across town to get my phone fixed by a very nice man who charged me $350 to fix my phone screen. And I just, that was another gift of sobriety. I had the money. I've traveled before without, and not that having money is a, well, for me, it is a result of sobriety, because I could never hold a job or keep money around. So that was just like a little moment of like, okay, I have what I need in this emergency. But while I was waiting for my phone to get fixed, I went and got a mocktail across the street and spilled it all over my suede skirt, and my thighs and my vagina got all sticky. And like three Italian waiters rushed to like wipe it off my legs for me. It was so...
That sounds like an Italian waiter.
I was so wet.
Not sticky in a good way.
I hate Italian service. I'm so sorry. You guys are so hot and so bad at being in a sense of urgency. I just need a sense of urgency. What's wrong with me?
Hot tip. Like I told Alex, what my boyfriend does is just walks up to people and tells them what they want. And like when he wants to leave, he just walks up and gives them he just gives them his card. Like, dude, you just get things. You have to boss these people.
Give them a little sass. I'm also such a, like, I guess, neurotic, like, you know, fucking addict in recovery. Every morning they everyone drinks like tiny cappuccinos. There's no grande or large in Europe. Everything's tiny, I think. And I would just order two coffees in the morning. First, I'd go to the counter and not wait for the server, who would never come or like take 45 minutes. Just not that casual. And I would pretend that I had a friend coming. I'd be like, they're coming. Two croissants and two coffees, please. And then I would just eat them both. And in one case, I switched sides of the table to make it look like my friend had just left and maybe they wouldn't remember me. And a lot of free alcohol was also given to me as like a woman alone dining. So that happened in Greece too. Yeah, it's like right there. Shots and liqueurs and stuff and aperitivos. And it's kind of, yeah, it's that feeling of like not wanting to look ungrateful, but I just try to pretend I'm like a really rich person who, like, you know, it's really easy for them to say no because they have like so much stuff, and just like I have this like constant sense of desperation and famine that like things are going to be gone and I have to like take them as fast as possible because I was like such a rat for so long. So
I actually was at a bar and they tried to give me a free shot and I was like, can I have a shot of Coca-Cola?
I know. I love
and
that
they said,
move.
Yeah. And like, it's, you know, just do you, baby.
That's hell yeah. That's so cute, Bridge. That's great.
I was also going to ask for our gorgeous, gorgeous Sallies that are not little dirty wild children that like to wind up in jungles getting pounded by homeless people and like just going with the flow until they end up with a pelvic infection. What do you, how do you structure a trip?
Yeah, I'm not the same kind of traveler as Bridget. And we haven't actually really traveled together.
I think we could find a good meeting.
I do too. I think it would be great. But yeah, I either find like, you know, like kind of a retreat to base it around.
Why don't you recommend your retreat to?
Oh yeah, you guys should look into Victoria Green Yoga. She runs beautiful retreats also in collaboration with Reclaim Yourself Retreats. They're really cool women who find very remote places. It usually takes a flight and then another flight to get to the location, because you want to go somewhere kind of off the beaten path. It's worth taking that extra little flight to a slightly more remote location to really kind of unplug. That's been my experience. And I'm not like a super fucking rich person. I know you can't tell from how sophisticated and amazing I sound.
She is really secure compared to this old girl.
We're doing fine. But so they find really cool remote places, and they always make sure that their carbon footprint is at least neutral. They're always giving back to the places they go, like the Galapagos, or they're going to Mongolia. It's a really great way that they've sort of figured out a symbiotic relationship with all of the local communities. But there's no like weird, you know, a lot of these retreats. I looked at a lot for a really long time before I could afford them. Thanks. Getting me closer to the mic. I always fantasized about going on these kinds of trips, but I didn't have like literally any money. And there's like women who take you to Africa and it's like $11,000 a day. And I think there's bad ways to do these retreats too, but I just really trust this person, Victoria, and I love the group because I already kind of knew some of these people from yoga class, but didn't like really ever get to know them. So that was another thing, because I like being alone, but kind of amongst people. Like I don't like being super alone, but I like not having to be like tied to anyone either. So this is nice because I booked a solo room. So I go, you know, I have like the meals with everybody, but then I'll go and like read my book or go on a long walk and not talk to anyone for a long time. But then I also look at Reddit for like everything. And I'll do sober Reddit too, and Reddit recovery. I find that Reddit is just like actual people giving pretty, I mean, there's a lot of bullshit on the internet everywhere, but the sober Reddit is really cool. And it helped me find a lot of places to go, that I wouldn't have looked at before. And I anchor myself with one thing a day and lots of fucking wellness shit. There's like great places to get a massage. The world loves hot baths. There's like sauna and spa and facials and all that stuff. It's probably not in a lot of the places Bridget has gone to travel, but I just don't go to those places yet. Cause I also think I'm working on kind of getting my confidence back up as like a sober traveling person. And every year I go, I get more excited to go.
I mean, if you go to Thailand, you can get a $7 massage every single day.
Yes, that's where I'm going next, baby.
I was with someone who got hurt because they got massaged too much in Thailand.
That's what I want. Yeah. That's what I want.
Stay in the green.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry guys, I'm very rudimentarily keeping how to do this in my, I hate technology.
Some audio notes.
I want this podcast to make us $1 billion and then we don't have to worry about it anymore. So that's for you guys to share. But also what I like about what Alex said is this. Joining a tour of some kind is a great way to have built-in friends, homies. Especially if maybe you're like shy, maybe you're not an outgoing to, my boyfriend yells at me frequently, not so loud.
Yeah.
You know, because fuck him. I always tell him, shut the fuck up. But, you little bitch, I love you. Aww. Give me my babies. But, what I want to say is that that's a really great way. If you want to learn how to surf, go on a, and you have the money, go on a trip and do it. Go meet some people. If you want to, go on a yoga retreat, go on a yoga retreat. If you want to go on a, if you're really into nature, you can do all of these amazing things. Go to Costa Rica, go to Galapagos. There's tours for you everywhere.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to invent the wheel. And also I use the Airbnb app for all of their excursions and
that's
stuff.
So smart.
Yeah. They're all reviewed just like Airbnb. And, they're usually like local people. I did a food tour. Then I did another food tour.
Tell them what you ate.
Oh, these like cheese balls, pizza. They do pizza by weight in Rome. You just go in and tell them how much by weight. Oh, so sexual.
My stomach dropped out of my ass.
So, I mean, just so much pasta. Went to the Vatican, totally blacked out in a rage. I just hate organized religion.
Amen, sister.
I don't know. It's fine. I mean, I think
if it floats your boat, it floats your boat.
God is like cool. I definitely am like getting a new relationship with like whatever. But I think Catholic school just really fucked me up. So I had a hard time enjoying that. But got some incredible gelato nearby in Vatican City.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, great murder documentary about Vatican City. Have you seen that?
No.
I'll find it by the end of the episode.
Let's watch it tonight.
Too long. I've already seen it.
Well, we're going to watch. What are we watching anyway?
The new Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, yeah. That's.
No, or I would like to watch like a different kind of murder or something.
Oh, cool.
Maybe just a dog. Anyway,
Murder is the chicken noodle soup of the millennial soul.
That's right.
I love it. There's so many options. I guess for me, it's just like the most important thing is that you get out and you go see shit, because like people can be very dismal and negative, or our generation, in my experience, especially in liberal cities, has a tendency for like doom and gloom and just such a negative outlook, which I don't think allows you to actually make positive change in the world. And right, I think experiencing other cultures and seeing how other people live and making money or surviving in ways that we can't imagine puts a lot of the world into perspective, and puts how you may help your own community into perspective. Don't go places and be a white or any color savior. No one fucking, you know, everyone's got their own problems, but go open-minded, be an ethical traveler, be kind.
Yeah, do a lot of research before you go, obviously.
Never turn down a piece of food. Say thank you. And alcohol-fi be a bitter.
Bitter. Yeah, that's all good. And I think it goes for, you know, staying domestic too, and even just traveling, traveling in the United States or even around, you know, your own city, kind of doing something with people you don't know and maybe don't have these expectations of you.
Talking about the Phoenix.
Oh, the Phoenix group?
Maybe that could be good for getting to know new people in your city.
Yeah, that's true. It's on, I forget what their handle is. I think it's the Phoenix Recovery Group. Bridget's looking up their handle right now, but they have meetup groups for sobriety all over the country. And I mean, there's a lot of sober meetup groups. Just like Google it.
It is Phoenix Recovery Group.
Okay, cool. Yeah, they're awesome. They do like walks around different cities and stuff like that too. I think you'll feel really good if you can go travel and do it sober, or your version of sober. Like, you're going to remember it. You're not going to hurt. The pictures and the videos, like the reel you make, is still going to look dope.
Yep. And also, totally agree with that. Was just going to say that murder documentary about the Vatican is called Vatican Girl, The Disappearance of Emanuela Orlandi.
This is crazy. That goes all the way to the top.
It's crazy. All the way to the top. You seen that one?
Of course.
Great.
Yeah. Well, I listened to a podcast about it.
Yeah.
A podcast about the doc.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah. Really good. Man.
Sorry I interrupted you.
No, you didn't. I don't remember. Just that.
Oh, about traveling in your own city. Oh, last summer, or 2 summers ago, I still hated New York. and I decided to make that summer my summer to like try new things, go find new like, even if it's, I like to find my 5-star restaurants. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend makes fun of me because I refuse to go to restaurants that are 4.6 stars or less. Wow. Unless it's a Chinese restaurant, then 3.5 is your sweet spot, because that means it's authentic and
don't like it.
Yep, that's my calling card for knowing it's good food. But what I was going, I really, really suggest like finding something like a restaurant or finding something like a museum, and instead of like taking, you know, the train or your normal route, walk there.
Yeah, take the bike.
If you see something interesting, if you see like a Buddhist temple or something, wander in, go into a park. And like, I love watching old people play mahjong in Chinatown or whatever it is, like in the park, and then they gamble and they always have a lookout so the cops don't catch them. But you know, just like fall in love with your surroundings. I know when I'm home in Wisconsin, I'm going to challenge myself to like go to some state parks, just like fucking get out of my typical tiny town and like be like, I refuse to be miserable this time. And like, yeah, it's everywhere. Like, if you have a car and you live in a small town, challenge yourself to go find like a swimming hole within 3 hours of your house or whatever it is. Something to just get you out, and that will inevitably give you an amazing experience. And probably like introduce you to some like dope people. Like, I went on a free tour of Hamburg this summer, and during it, me and these British guys, we knew more about history than the guide, so we started getting a little snippy to each other, just talking about it. And then we had lunch together, and like, aww, it turned out they were super cool, but like then weirdly some weird Christian thing. But I don't know. But outside of that, they were really cool, funny guys.
Yeah, I met a really nice guy too on one of my ghost tours. He ended up having a backup battery for me because I needed one for my phone. I wasn't going to be able to get home again.
Also why you need to make friends abroad.
Seriously. And he had a backup battery. I never really probably would have talked to this guy, but he was so sweet. And at the end, we decided to get some pizza together with these two other German guys. And we talked about ghosts. And I found out he works at CERN, where they do, like, you know, in Geneva with the molecules and the atom or something. You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. Don't talk about it anyway.
Alcohol-free
pizza. I think it's great that there's so many things for us to say and suggest.
And, like, then there's so many places to fucking go. And we're talking, we have some experience, some time.
Right.
So also do things with your own lens, you know? What is your limit? What works best for you?
Yeah, maybe start baby steps, a day trip, a solo afternoon, even if you're really struggling, but you really kind of value your alone time and feel like you need to be independent. I know that's, like, really important to Bridge and I. But start small. Like, I can't stress enough how much you can change. Like, that's what I've been dealing with, or it's sort of processing this last week, because I feel like a literal completely different person than I was 7 years ago. I never would have taken this trip. I paid for it completely myself. Like, I wasn't in, it was so crazy, and I was totally awake for it, and I wouldn't have been able to do it when I first stopped drinking. It really took time.
Speaking of that, do you want to ride us out with how you're feeling about this anniversary, the 7 years coming up?
Well, I'll just start singing.
Do it.
Here's just kidding. Thanks, Bridge. I don't know. I was, like, crying in the car today. Just,
really?
Yeah. I'm just so emotional about it. Somebody wheeling their suitcase down my hall. You guys can probably hear it. Oh, now they're laughing.
Burn it down.
Yeah. And now they're, do you guys hear that? This is, and they're gone.
And they're gone.
7 years. I think I always get emotional around this time of year because the body keeps the score.
Because, we learned that guy's not good.
Yeah, apparently he's canceled. I can't believe, whatever. I do really feel like my body or my mind remembers that, like, 7 years ago, exactly around this time, like late July, I was just fucking in a bad way. Very, very bad. So much debt, so hungover constantly. Like, I had nothing going on. Like, I wasn't talking to you. I wasn't talking to any of my friends. Like, we had, Bridget was here the other night, and it was like a sober Sally, and also, like, welcome back, Bridget. We had so many, like, beautiful people over here. I wasn't talking to any of them 7 years ago, but I knew them all. I didn't have, like, a job. I didn't have love in my life. I, like, barely. This is real. This is real. I didn't have Bridget's farts in my life.
I'm a feral
baby. She's, like, looking at me with these sad eyes, and I was like, oh wow, I'm really getting to her. And then I realized. Whatever.
I'm trash.
I love you.
I love you.
Yeah, it's just, like, staggering to me how I was on top of the world after 90 days, and then again at 1 year, and again at 3 years, and, like, I was still doing cocaine the first year. I was still,
I mean, how could you not be on top of the fucking world?
I was really confused. This has not been linear, and it ain't over. It ain't over, but I'm, like, so fucking, I'm really just, like, humbled by life.
It'd be like that, though.
I'm humbled by the fact that I don't really smell your fart.
Wow, that's incredible. I really tried to shoot it down into the carpet. You know when you try to focus it somewhere with your mind and your butt?
I know. Well, I was going to say most people in like the first year or two of their relationship are controlling their farts. Like,
Chris and I communicate through farts.
I know, not so for you. For the first year Sam and I were together, I like held all my farts in.
Oh, me too. This is a newer
tip. Yeah. And now I still kind of, I do, I'm not a super gassy person.
You treat your body better than most.
Well, I ate Chick-fil-A this afternoon and I'll probably treat myself to McDonald's breakfast 2 to 3 times a month and Taco Bell also 2 to 3 times a month.
I think that McDonald's was undershooting.
Like 5 to 6 times a month.
I was like, Alex.
She smells my farts too. She knows the truth.
Who let the farts out?
Go to a McDonald's in every country because they're all different.
That was my comfort place in Taiwan.
What's different there?
Spicy chicken.
Oh, much spicier?
No, it's just like you can tell it's chicken.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
They like all their food, like, you know, they have like regulations about what humans are allowed to eat.
Oh, I'm just a garbage can. That's what America tells me.
Yeah. That's so funny. Anyway, I want to say that I am so glad you're done drinking.
Oh, man.
And I'm so glad that you came back into my life and I get to be with this version of you because it's not a different person. It's the same person, just like landed in herself.
Wow.
And like, I feel like I'm probably meeting the you before you were 12.
Right.
Or 13 or 14, you know, when it's like the girl, just the other girl, the girl that you treat really nicely and like wears glasses and gets to like go to all these cool places and go on ghost tours. Like you're still like a fun girl who just like, I wouldn't be here without you. And I'm so grateful. And you're my best friend.
Love you, babe.
And I really don't know what I'm going to do without you.
Oh.
But I'll be back.
I'll see you in Austin.
Yeah, and I'll be back here probably in the spring.
She's going to get a fabulous travel writing job soon and be all over the place.
Here's hoping. If you get this podcast and you have any connection to travel writing, shooting, anything, I'll eat your butt off. No, I won't. That was a lie. I think that's weird. That's fine to do it. I appreciate receiving. I'm going to go. I got to run.
We love you guys.
We love you so much.
We like you. We love you. We think you're funny.
And I'm going to eat a Red Baron Supreme pizza and see what happens.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Sober Sally's production. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok @SoberSally's Podcast.
And check out our Patreon. Info is located in the show notes.